In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, February the 5th, we celebrate the feast of Saint Agatha, Virgin and Martyr. Obviously, every saint is a great example for us. And so, Saint Agatha is also one of the great early martyrs. She's a great example for all of us, and I would say, obviously, a great example for what it means to live as a baptized Catholic. The Virgin Agatha was high-born and a great beauty, living in the city of Catania, Sicily, where she worshipped God at all times and in all holiness. Quintianus, the consular official in Sicily, who was base-born, libidinous, greedy, and a worshipper of idols, was determined to get her in his grasp. Being of low degree, he would gain respect by lording it over a noble. Her beauty would set obviously a great example for what it means to live as a baptized Catholic. The Virgin Agatha was high-born and a great beauty, living in the city of Catania, Sicily, where she worshipped God at all times and in all holiness. Quintianus, the consular official in Sicily, who was base-born, libidinous, greedy, and a worshipper of idols, was determined to get her in his grasp. Being of low degree, he would gain respect by lording it over a noble. Her beauty would satisfy his libido. He would steal her riches to feed his avarice, and being a pagan, he would force her to sacrifice to the gods. So he had her brought before him, and quickly perceived the firmness of her resolution. He therefore turned her over to a procuress whose name was Aphrodisia and her 9 daughters, who were as lascivious as their mother. He gave them 30 days to overcome her resistance. They tried to change her mind, at times by promising her pleasure, at others by threatening her with pain. They hoped to win her over from her good resolve, but Blessed Agatha said to them, "My determination is built on rock and founded in Christ. Your promises are raindrops, your threats are rivers, and however hard they beat upon the foundation of my house, it cannot fall." I especially want everybody to remember these words of Saint Agatha, Virgin and Martyr, because we'll later see that her martyrdom and her love for God is based on this foundation. She talks about the foundation of her house that cannot fall. That's exactly what God does on the day of our baptism. He gives us a foundation that's as solid as rock, Jesus Christ, the Catholic faith, the Catholic Church. And if we're faithful to the grace of baptism, no matter what attacks come against us, we will not fall, not because we're strong, but because of the rock that is Jesus Christ and the rock that is His Church. And so again, remember these words of Saint Agatha. Beautiful, beautiful words. And really direct our attention to the sacrament of baptism, and especially what Catholic parents are supposed to do in making sure that their children have a very strong foundation that will last them for the rest of their life and that will take them to heaven. Those words again from Agatha. "My determination is built on rock and founded in Christ. Your promises are raindrops, your threats are rivers. And however hard they beat upon the foundation of my house, it cannot fall." Having said this, she prayed and wept day after day, thirsting to attain the palm of martyrdom. Aphrodisia saw that her will could not be shaken and told Quintianus, "It would be easier to split rocks or reduce iron to the softness of lead than to move or recall that girl's mind from its Christian intention." Quintianus said to her, "Forswear Christ and adore the gods." When she refused, he ordered her stretched on the rack and tortured. And Agatha said, "These pains are my delight. It's as if I were hearing some good news or seeing someone I had long wished to see or had found a great treasure." This made Quintianus so angry that he ordered the executioners to twist her breast for a long time and then cut it off. Said Agatha, "Impious, cruel, brutal tyrant, are you not ashamed to cut off from a woman that which your mother suckled you with? In my soul I have breasts untouched and unharmed, with which I nourish all my senses, having consecrated them to the Lord from infancy. The tyrant ordered her back to prison and forbade the jailers to allow any physician to care for her or anyone to bring her food or water. But toward the middle of the night, an aged man preceded by a boy carrying a light came to her. He brought various medicaments and said to Agatha, "Though this mad counsel has inflicted torments on you, the way you have answered him has tormented him even more. And though he has caused your breasts to be injured, his exuberance will turn to bitterness. I was there when all this was done to you, and I saw that your breasts could be healed." Agatha replied, "I have never applied any material remedy to my body, and it would be shameful to lose now what I have preserved for so long." The aged man said to her, "I am a Christian, so you need not be ashamed." Agatha replied, "How could I be ashamed, since you are so old and a grandfather, and I am so cruelly mangled that no one could possibly desire me? But I thank you, kind sir and father, for deigning to have such solicitude in my regard." "But why," the old man asked, "why do you not allow me to heal you?" "Because I have my Lord Jesus Christ," Agatha replied, "and he by a single word can cure everything, and by his word restores all things. If he so wills, he can cure me instantly." The aged man smiled. "I am his apostle," he said, "and he sent me to you. Know that in his name you are healed." And Peter the apostle vanished. Agatha knelt in thanksgiving and found that all her hurts were healed and her breasts restored to her bosom. The jailers, terrified by the dazzling light, had fled and left the jail open. But some who were left asked her to go away. "Far be it from me," she said, "to run away and lose the crown of patience, and also to expose my guards to trouble." After 4 days passed, Quintianus again told her to worship the gods, or still worse punishments would be hers. Agatha answered, "Your words are silly and useless. They are wicked and pollute the air. You mindless wretch, how can you want me to adore stones and abandon the God of heaven who has healed me?" "Who healed you?" Quintianus asked. Agatha replied, "Christ, the Son of God." "Quintianus, you dare to pronounce the name of Christ again when I do not want to hear it?" "Agatha, as long as I live, I shall invoke Christ with heart and lips." "Quintianus, now we'll see if Christ will cure you." He ordered Agatha to be rolled naked over potsherds and live coals strewn on the ground. While this was going on, a tremendous earthquake shook the city and caused the palace to collapse, crushing two of Quintianus's counselors. At this, the whole populace came running and shouting that such things were being visited on them because of the unjust treatment meted out to Agatha. So Quintianus, caught between the earthquake and the popular uprising, ordered Agatha back to prison. There she prayed, saying, "Lord Jesus Christ, you created me. You have watched over me from infancy, kept my body from defilement, preserved me from love of the world, made me able to withstand torture, and granted me the virtue of patience in the midst of torments. Now receive my spirit and command me to come to your mercy." And having finished her prayer, she called out in a loud voice and gave up her spirit about the year of the Lord, 253, in the reign of the emperor Dacian. Saint Agatha, Virgin and Martyr, is one of the great patron saints of Sicily, and she's such an important saint in the Catholic Church that she's one of the few saints who's also mentioned at every single Mass in what's called the canon, the Roman canon, the great prayer of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Particularly on this day when we also give thanks to God for the baptism of Glenn Gerardo, we pray and ask also the intercession of Saint Agatha that God will grant Glenn Gerardo a strong foundation, a strong rock upon which to build his life and live his life, so that, God willing, he will one day be with God in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.